American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2D. The voice you will hear on this tape is the voice of a professional radio commentator. His commentary is on an American national holiday, Thanksgiving. Listen and learn about harvest and Thanksgiving celebrations around the world. Many Americans believe that America is the only country that celebrates a national day of Thanksgiving. That belief, however, is incorrect. Other countries also give thanks during harvest time, when farmers gather their crops from the fields. Look at Figure 1. In Figure 1, each number in each of the three groups represents a year. In the first part of this talk about Thanksgiving, you will hear three different years mentioned. Listen carefully, and from each of the three groups, choose the one year that you hear mentioned. You will not have very much time to make your decision, so listen carefully and mark your choice quickly. Listen.
By the time we are small children, we Americans are taught about the Pilgrims and the Indians, and have come to believe we invented Thanksgiving. We did not. Canada's Thanksgiving, for example, celebrated in October, and closer to the actual harvest season, is rooted in the original North American Thanksgiving, celebrated in 1578 in Newfoundland by the English explorer Sir John Frobisher. Of course, our Thanksgiving, dating back to 1621, did not become an official national holiday until 1789, when George Washington proclaimed the first national day of Thanksgiving for the fourth Thursday in November.
Check your answers. Number 1, letter B, the year 1578. Number 2, letter B, the year 1621. Number 3, letter D, the year 1789. Let's continue. Look at Figure 2. In Figure 2, you see a list of some words and phrases you will hear. As you listen again to these paragraphs about harvest and Thanksgiving, listen for the words and phrases you see in Figure 2. Write the word which follows each of those words or phrases on the blank line. Let's do number 1 as an example. Listen and write.
By the time we are small children, we Americans are taught about the Pilgrims and the Indians, and have come to believe we invented Thanksgiving. We did not.
Number 1. The word which follows are taught is about. A-B-O-U-T. Now, listen carefully. Write the word which follows each of the other words or phrases. Listen.
Canada's Thanksgiving, for example, celebrated in October, and closer to the actual harvest season, is rooted in the original North American Thanksgiving, celebrated in 1578 in Newfoundland by the English explorer Sir John Frobisher. Of course, our Thanksgiving, dating back to 1621, did not become an official national holiday until 1789, when George Washington proclaimed the first national day of Thanksgiving for the fourth Thursday in November. But Americans are hardly unique in celebrating the blessings of harvest. Harvest celebrations around the world, in sync with the universal rhythms of nature, are among mankind's oldest festivals. The farmers of India's Punjab begin harvesting with fanfare and dancing. In Norfolk, East Yorkshire, and Hampshire, English fishermen's nets are draped on churches. West Germans hang a harvest wreath on their doors. In Nigeria, the harvest feast always includes a dish of fufu made from one of our Thanksgiving staples, yams. In Japan, the rice harvest ends with a festival. Spain holds a fiesta to the grape harvest, honoring the patron saint of the vineyards, complete with a cavalcade of horsemen and flower-decked carriages. Our Pueblo Indians in the Great Southwest hold a timeless corn festival and stage the green corn dance to the Great Spirit in Thanksgiving. Time does not permit the historic festivals dating back to ancient times among the Greeks, the Romans, and the Aztecs. But around the world, man has always and still expresses gratitude for the earth's manifold bounty.
In number two, the word which follows celebrated is in. I-N. Number three, after did not become, is an, A-N. Number four, after begin harvesting, is with, W-I-T-H. Number five, after includes, is a. Number six, after hold, is a. Did you notice that the names of five countries are mentioned in those paragraphs about Thanksgiving? Do you remember what those five countries were? Look at figure three. Listen to the paragraphs again. As you hear the names of the countries mentioned in the paragraphs, write them on the blank lines. Write only names of countries. You will hear the word American in the paragraph. But American refers to a person from the country and is not the name of the country itself. So do not write the word American. Now, listen and write the names of the countries you hear.
When we are small children, we Americans are taught about the Pilgrims and the Indians, and have come to believe we invented Thanksgiving. We did not. Canada's Thanksgiving, for example, celebrated in October, and closer to the actual harvest season, is rooted in the original North American Thanksgiving, celebrated in 1578 in Newfoundland by the English explorer Sir John Frobisher. Of course, our Thanksgiving, dating back to 1621, did not become an official national holiday until 1789, when George Washington proclaimed the first national day of Thanksgiving for the fourth Thursday in November. But Americans are hardly unique in celebrating the blessings of harvest. Harvest celebrations around the world, in sync with the universal rhythms of nature, are among mankind's oldest festivals. The farmers of India's Punjab begin harvesting with fanfare and dancing. In Norfolk, East Yorkshire, and Hampshire, English fishermen's nets are draped on churches. West Germans hang a harvest wreath on their doors. In Nigeria, the harvest feast always includes a dish of fufu made from one of our Thanksgiving staples, yams. In Japan, the rice harvest ends with a festival. Spain holds a fiesta to the grape harvest, honoring the patron saint of the vineyards, complete with a cavalcade of horsemen and flower-decked carriages. Our Pueblo Indians in the Great Southwest hold a timeless corn festival and stage the green corn dance to the Great Spirit in Thanksgiving. Time does not permit the historic festivals dating back to ancient times among the Greeks, the Romans, and the Aztecs. But around the world, man has always and still expresses gratitude for the earth's manifold bounty.
Let's check what you wrote. Here are the five countries mentioned in the paragraphs. Number one, Canada. Canada. Number two, India. India. Number three, Nigeria. Nigeria. Number four, Japan. Japan. Number five, Spain. Spain. Again, those countries are Canada, India, Nigeria, Japan, and Spain.
Now look at figure 4. The paragraph has 11 words missing. You will hear the paragraph only once. Listen carefully and write the missing words. Americans celebrate Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday in November. It is a day we reserve in order to give thanks to God for providing this country so well with such blessings as plentiful water, fine weather, and abundant mineral resources. Thanksgiving Day, like Christmas, is a time when families come together, perhaps traveling hundreds of miles by car or airplane to be with family and friends. The traditional Thanksgiving meal includes turkey, potatoes, cranberries, peas, onions, and dessert. Dessert usually includes pumpkin pie. Check your answers. Number one is reserve. R-E-S-E-R-V-E. Number two is two. T-O. Number three is so. S-O. O. Number four is plentiful. P-L-E-N-T-I-F-U-L. Number five is mineral. M-I-N-E-R-A-L. Number six is I-S. Number seven is perhaps. P-E-R-A-L. R-H-A-P-S. Number eight is car. C-A-R. Number nine is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Number ten is meal. M-E-A-L. Number 11 is onions. O-N-I-O-N. Christmas.
This is the end of tape 2D, book 27.